Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, folks. Of course, we know the Atlanta Falcons' first pick, A.J. Terrell, played his high school ball in our area at a Westlake High School. He is the fourth first-round pick from that school. And joining us now is the man who coached him when he was at Westlake. Coach Kareem Reed is joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Coach Reed, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, great to be in touch with you. Talk about it now. What was Thursday night like for you, hearing his name called, and were you expecting that, and how surprised were you to see him go to the hometown team?
Well, we knew he'd go pretty early, but we didn't know, obviously, that he'd probably go to the Falcons for sure. I think nobody kind of knows what anybody's going to do in the first round outside of probably the first five picks. So it was pretty awesome on Thursday night. It's rewarding, you know, as a coach to see a kid fulfill his lifelong dreams and ambitions. And it was just a great time. I was actually with him and his family after the pick was, you know, made. And it was just a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of memories. We kind of sat all night and reminisced and talked about the journey. So it was good times.
Coach, we heard Dabo Swinney in an interview earlier talk about AJ's mental makeup and know that he's ready for this next level, and that's, of course, leaving Clemson and what they did there. But back when he was at Westlake, did you see that certain intangible from him?
I did. AJ was always a kid that was kind of, you know, mature beyond his years. When I first met him, he was just kind of a kid that was really locked in and had a business-like approach to his game and his craft, and just kind of always carried himself with an air of maturity that was atypical of a teenager his age. And so, yeah, I knew from the jump that he had a chance. I said, if he stays healthy, this kid is going to be a Clemson longer than 3 years. And sure enough, it happened.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Coach Kareem Reed. He's now the coach at Griffin High School, but he's a former coach at Westlake and the coach of A.J. Terrell. Talk about during those times. That last year he was there, you guys had a tremendous season. I think you made it to the state semifinals. Talk about some of the leadership and some of the things he did during that tremendous run there at Westlake.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, so far it's the best season in school history, and he was the guy that kind of set the standard and the tone for us. As far as the program and the team was concerned, you know, because of his approach and all the other guys saw, you know, the way AJ carried himself, always about his business, locked in and focused, and it kind of rubbed off on everybody else, and it allowed us to have a great run back in 2016. And so, again, you know, I think he's a kid that just brings a lot to the table in terms of not only his physical skills and assets, but his mental makeup and his approach to the game.
Coach, you guys still keep in touch through those Clemson years and now moving into the pros? Do you talk to him regularly?
Yeah, I was actually, heavily involved as far as being close to the program, because not only do I have AJ, but their corner that got drafted, who was opposite of him last year, Trayvon Muller, was also my kid that I coached in high school as well back in Florida. So I stayed in touch with those guys, and I was close with Clemson DB coach Mike Reed a whole bunch, and so I watched Clemson football every Saturday for the past 4 years.
That leads me to a couple of questions, Coach. Thoughts about, obviously, AJ falls in line with the great tradition there at Westlake. He's now, I think, the fourth first-round pick from that school. If you bring back Pac-Man Jones and Cam Newton and Chance Warmack, four first round picks from a school. Thoughts about that? And when guys come to play there, guys before or guys going forward who play there, know that that's something that everybody can't live up to that. But obviously those names are there before those guys each and every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Westlake is just a good place. It's one of the probably the most fertile, you know, places in the metro Atlanta area for football players and talent, obviously. So it's just, you know, there's a standard of excellence, not only in athletics, though, but also in academics at that school. It's a good all-around place to be. And so when guys come there, they know, first, you know, Cam kind of set the tone as a first superstar, I'd say, that came out of there. And so, you know, it's just a good place to be for football players.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Kareem Reed, former coach at Westlake, Coach A.J. Terrell, the first-round selection by our Atlanta Falcons, and now he coaches at Griffin High School. You mentioned a player you coached in Florida, and you know that's leading me to my next question. You've coached in Florida, and you've coached in Georgia. I believe Georgia had 16 players drafted over the last 3 days, 16 guys who played their high school football in Georgia. Compare the two. What's the difference? And I'm not going to put you on a hot spot to say who's best, but compare the Florida football and the Georgia football.
You know, I get asked that question all the time because I've coached in both places. I'm a Florida boy now, you know, by birth. But I'll say this, coming out of Georgia, you know, kids probably have a little bit better makeup and football IQ and background because there's better programs here, just because of the structure financially, that the resources are in place here in Georgia more so than in Florida. In Florida, you're going to get probably a little bit more raw player in terms of his mental development and his physical development for sure, just because there's a lot, especially in South Florida, there's a lot of players that come from single-parent homes or maybe have never even played football until they got to high school because there's so many immigrants to the area and there's a lot of different, you know, makeups to the socioeconomic population in terms of there's Caribbeans and, you know, just a lot of different people down there that come from everywhere. And so I'd say this, you know, Florida has a lot of speed. I had a faster team down there, but in Georgia I probably had a little bit more well-rounded and polished player. So it's kind of splitting hairs, both great places, but I think there's no denying that, you know, both states have great football.
Kareem Reed, former Westlake High School coach, now at Griffin, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coach, when a player like AJ or Cam, when they come back to your program and they talk to the players, what's the overarching message that you'd like them to convey, whether it's on the field or off the field?
Yeah, it's funny. Ironically, we had a virtual Zoom team meeting on Thursday, and I was slated to have – I had Trayvon, like I said, my other kid that played at Clemson, who just finished his rookie season with the Raiders. He jumped in a meeting with me, asked him to come on. He did. He spoke to the team. And I had AJ scheduled to come on too, and he couldn't make it because he actually had to he agreed to it, but then he had to do, a photo shoot or ad for the draft around the same time. So he had to, you know, was going to reschedule it. But basically, I asked, you know, those guys just to talk about what it takes to get to the level they're at and kind of stay and what their mental makeup was when they were in high school and during their college years. And just talk about their work ethic and their grind, you know, and so our kids can understand. You know, everybody dreams of playing at, you know, the Clemsons, the Alabamas of the world. But do they really know what it takes to get there and what you have to put in to kind of be at that level and stay and succeed? And so that's more so what I ask those guys to talk about more than anything.
Wrapping things up now with Coach Kareem Reed from now Griffin High School. You just mentioned your meetings. Before I let you go, how are you and your coaching staff making it? How is your team making it? You guys haven't had the spring practice. You're not going to get to play a spring scrimmage game, which I was looking forward to. You guys were supposed to play Cedar Grove. I was looking forward to that. You guys are not going to do that. Tell us what you guys are doing to try to keep your team ready and other high school coaches that you talk to.
I think everybody's kind of, I wish I bought stock in it just using Zoom right now to kind of mentally keep the guys engaged and meet with them and reach out and touch everybody, and, you know, virtually. And so that's kind of the platform we've used the most right now, just to kind of install our scheme. And then outside of that, I've made my coaches all create what's called Google Classrooms, where they give the guys assignments, and we install our scheme on that platform as well. So that's really all we can do right now. And we drop them weekly workouts every Monday for them to do at home on their own and kind of track their progress that way. So that's kind of the platform we've been using and trying to stay connected as much as possible using the internet.
All right, man. Well, listen, we can't thank you enough, Coach, for getting up and being part of the show. It's been interesting hearing the different perspectives about a player. We heard from Dabo earlier, now your perspective on this player, but I'm sure you couldn't be prouder of him.
I'm super proud, and I think, you know, that all the fans in Atlanta should be happy to have this kid, man. He's going to work hard. He's going to do your program or your organization right. He's going to represent it the right way. And I know everybody kind of are prisoners of the moment while watching that last game and may think, you know, that's the guy they're getting. But one game doesn't define anybody, and that kid, A.J. Terrell, has made it the right stuff, and he's going to be a superstar, in my opinion.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.